Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Isagro as of June 30th, 2018 results presentation. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giorgio Basile, President and CEO of Isagro. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Good morning, I would say, or good day to everybody. Thanks for being present. And I am here together with some colleagues, including our general manager, Davide Cepper, and our CFO, Ruggero Gambino. They will certainly help me in the section which we can have for the Q&A, for the Q&A session. So I'm going to try to be very synthetic in representing the first half, of course, in the frame of the of what we have been doing and we are doing and we plan to do for the what we have been doing in the last 5-6 years, what we are doing now for our future. And then so that you can have a time, if you wish, for raising specific questions. First off, bottom line result is good, 5.4 million euro. But this result is clearly influenced by an important deal we finalized for an important long-term distribution agreement with Arista Life Science, which has generated $9 million as revenues, which incidentally have been not registered as cash in the first half, but have been already paid in July, so they will be reflected in the 9 months results. But of course, have impacted the sales, the EBITDA, the EBIT, the pre-tax, everything. Now, I say so because clearly the number without this deal would be different. In particular, revenues are below first half of last year. This is for very specific reasons regarding Italy and Brazil, to simplify the matter. South Europe is more correct, but within that, Italy is the single most important component, and Brazil. In the first case, it is the result of the carryover, the stock of copper derivatives, which was carried into 18, which has affected the level of purchases from our distributors in the first quarter, particularly with regard to this. This is now okay because of the season in the second quarter there has been good rain. Consequently, this is behind us, but it is reflected. The second point is Brazil, where there has been the dry season, which has delayed the starting of the regular season. But I don't want to dramatize it. It has been a below average year, below average semester, in terms of putting together the plus and the minuses. The negative impacts have been a bit more than on an average basis. What is important? Okay, this is with regard to revenues for products and services. As I said before, because of the contribution of this important deal I mentioned before, the bottom line result, as well as the EBITDA, as well as the pre-tax result, of course, are better than what was first half of last year. Let me make an important comment regarding this mid-long-term agreement, which include a license, but are not only license. In this case, it was not a license. It has been a long-term distribution agreement. My comment is that, on one side, it is out of question that the specific impact in a certain year of the fact of finalizing or not finalizing deals, of course, has a specific impact. But if you take the 2013-2018 period, which is 5.5 years or 6 years if you prefer, and you put together the deals we have finalized, you end up with initial revenues or down payments amounting to 34 million. 34 million euros divided by 6 is around 6, a bit less than 6. So, after all, on an average basis, we have only 1.5 or something like that extra versus the average. I cannot say that in future the average will be 6, but 6 years is not a short period of time. So it is very, very important to appreciate that the strategic key guideline we have decided in 13 and implemented from 13 on generates irregular revenues, but on the basis of an interpolation exercise, the level of the contribution is significant. So we don't call these extraordinary. We consider these revenues ordinary, albeit with an annual value which may differ significantly from the average value. I hope this I was able to convey this message, because this activity has become absolutely an ordinary activity of ISAC to properly exploit the value of the intellectual property which we generate through our discovery capacity and the capability. Let me also make clear, even so probably it is already, that once we make the deal and we get the initial revenues or down payments, if we want to call them, this is something to which we have had the prospective contribution which these deals generate and will generate. In case of the deal with Arista on the new fungicide, we have almost we are very close, for which the basic studies are very close to be completed, so that early next year, this year, we shall present. We have already presented in Brazil, and this year, shortly, in a couple of months, we shall present the dossier for the European registration process. This new fungicide, we have invested since 2012 on a 50-50 basis with the U.S. company FNC. This generates initial revenues, but will generate prospective revenues via margin on formulated products and/or on technical products and/or royalties, depending on the specific deal. So, why do we ask the initial payment? Well, very simply, it's the only guarantee which we can have about the real commitment of the counterpart to invest on our intellectual property. Okay, having cleared that, let's go back to the first half. The net result of a tax is 5.4. In terms of financial situation, we closed the semester with 47 million euro debt, which is fully in line with both 12 months ago, June 17, as well as December 17. Of course, this level of debt is now lower than the net current assets, the net working capital, and this is okay. I have to say that this is June 30th. I repeat, in July we have already cashed the $9 million or 7.5 million euros. So, in terms of financial situation, the situation is very, we are satisfied with it. I have to say and to warn, not to warn, to say that together with the strategic guideline of working for agreements with third parties for the exploitation of our intellectual property generated by our research, coupled with this, we are working and we shall pursue the growth projects in terms of acquisition. We have projects which are referring both to inject new products in the portfolio of the affiliates where we have a significant distribution position, and we're working on that, as well as looking at opportunities to make an acquisition in the bio solutions area. In this way, to make it as simple as possible, we want to invest in the distribution, but where we already have a significant presence. We want to reinforce the bio where we are present. We sell about 20-25 million euros, but we have to grow there, and we can't grow only with internal growth. But the third piece of activity, which is the original one, is to keep pushing our discovery activity for new chemicals, including new bio products, But for these new chemicals, I repeat, we follow the approach of finding partners, whilst investing in the other two pieces I mentioned. So during the second half of the year, we see what we shall be able to finalize, but the message is that we have a sufficiently safe financial position to consider in the proper way the possibility of investing for growth. This is the situation for the first half. The second half will see an improvement in the area of a certain segment of sales. I mentioned Italy, I mentioned Brazil, we expect some improvement. But overall, we don't believe that we shall close the year confirming the first half net result. We think that we certainly shall close the year at a level higher than last year, but it is very difficult now to predict. There are some variables in terms of sales which bring us to the point of saying better than last year for sure, but most likely below what we have achieved in the first half because of the 7.5 million euros generated by the specialty. So that's the message I can give for the second half of the year. I would stop at this point and leave the floor for the Q&A session.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. As a reminder, please press star and one on your telephone if you wish to register for a question. Mr. Basile, there are no questions registered at this time.
I thank everybody, and have a nice day.